This is Akashwani, the news read by Netia Franco. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the government aims to increase the textiles exports to 9 lakh crore rupees by 2030 from the present 3 lakh crore rupees. Addressing the gathering at Bharat Tex 2025 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Modi said the country's textiles and apparel exports registered 7% growth last year. He highlighted that India is the sixth largest textiles and apparels exporter today. The Prime Minister also stated that the government is working on creating a skilled talent pool for the textile sector. Prime Minister Modi said that India's cultural diversity is reflected in the textiles originating from different parts of the country. Mr. Modi said the vision of farm, fiber, fabric, fashion and foreign has become a mission which is expanding areas of growth of India. The Prime Minister stated that earlier, Indians used to wear clothes that other countries suggested, but now, India will tell the world what to wear. He informed that in the last 10 years, more than 2,400 big marketing events have been organized to promote hand looms. Mr. Modi also visited the exhibition area and interacted with the exhibitors. Bharat Tex 2025, a major global event, is being held from February 14th to 17th. The event brings together the entire textile value chain from raw materials to finished products, including accessories, under one roof. Bharat Tex Platform is the textile industry's largest and most comprehensive event, comprising a mega expo spread across two venues and showcasing the entire textile ecosystem. President Draupadi Murmu has said several effective steps have been taken during the last 10 years for the overall development of the tribal community, inaugurating the National Tribal Festival Adi Mahotsav 2025 in New Delhi. President Murmu said the country will become developed only if the tribal societies are uplifted. The president said that the crafts, food, dress, jewelry, medical practices, household equipment and sports of the tribal society are the precious heritage of the country. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has highlighted the collaborative spirit of the India-Middle East-Europe Economic Corridor, IMEC, and the India-Myanmar-Thailand Trilateral Highway, IMTT, in the Indian Ocean region. Addressing the inaugural session of the 8th Indian Ocean Conference at Muscat in Oman, the minister said both projects will be among the key collaborative connectivity initiatives for the region. He asserted that it is vital to ensure that the connectivity initiatives in Indian Ocean region are consultative and transparent and not unilateral and opaque. The minister stated that there is a churn at the two ends of the ocean, one being the conflict in West Asia and the other being the tensions and contestations being witnessed in the Indo-Pacific. The minister said India is ensuring maritime safety and security by establishing coastal surveillance radar and partnering on white shipping agreements. He said India responds to extreme situations through deployment of naval forces and through capacity building of other Indian Ocean Navies and Coast Guards. Northern Railway has enforced measures to avoid any untoward incident at New Delhi Railway Station in the days to come. The railway, in its statement, said that all special trains going to Prayagraj will be operated from platform number 16 of New Delhi Railway Station, and entry and exit will be from Ajmeri Gate side of New Delhi Railway Station. Regular trains will continue to be operated from all platforms. This is a step in the direction of avoiding peak hour rush getting accumulated in one platform. In addition, the deployment of Railway Protection Force, RPF, and Government Railway Police Forces, GRP, in New Delhi Railway Station has been increased. And that's the end of this news bulletin.